On Capitol Hill today, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, known as BRAC, voted to add additional facilities to the Pentagon's list of proposed closings. The list, released by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld this spring, included 33 major military bases and hundreds of smaller sites. Today's additions include the Navy Broadway Complex in San Diego and the Naval Air Station in Brunswick, Maine. The commission voted to spare the historic Pearl Harbor shipyard in Hawaii. BRAC Chairman Anthony Principi said today's moves are not the final word on the future of the bases.
We will assess those installations in the same open and fair manner we have looked at installations that were included on the Secretary's recommendation list. At least two commissioners will visit any installation that we added for further consideration, and representatives of those communities will be given ample opportunity to testify in a regional hearing, just like those that have occurred during the past month.
Among those arguing to save their bases are politicians from the Northeast, home to a number of bases slated to close. The politicians are concerned those closures would continue a trend of moving military facilities south and west. They say that would leave the Northeast unprotected and cut the region's ties to the military. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
At a recent hearing in Boston before the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, the enormous auditorium had turned yellow. Hundreds of workers from the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard on the Maine-New Hampshire border were all wearing canary yellow T-shirts that said, "Save Our Shipyard." They stood and applauded the commission, which has the authority to amend the Pentagon's list of base closures. This was a rally to save jobs and one community's connection to the Navy. Eileen Foley, 88 years old, grew up in Portsmouth and was mayor of the city for 14 years.
I'm born with the shipyard. I went out there and painted those boats, World War II, and we were winning the war with the boats that we fought with. And there was a pride in that you don't find in many places.
Several Northeastern politicians raised that theme, including Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who argued against closing the Navy submarine base in his state. Lieberman pointed out that the Pentagon wants to shut down or reduce operations at bases from Maine to Connecticut.
Think of the consequences of essentially demilitarizing one large section of the country. That's not good for the connection of the people with their military. It's also not good for recruiting into the military, which is a real problem today.
Northeast politicians are concerned that this continues a trend that dates back to the end of the Cold War.
For about 20 years now, the base closings and personnel shifts have hit the Northeast region harder than they should have.
That's Matt Cain, a senior policy analyst with the Northeast Midwest Institute, which tracks economic trends in 18 Northeast and Midwestern states. He says four rounds of base closures since 1987 have cut military personnel in the Midwest and Northeast regions by more than 40%, twice the number of reductions in the South and West.
And to see further ramping back in that area that already has a very thin military presence is somewhat disturbing.
There's two fairly simple reasons that it may look like the Northeast is being targeted.
Jeremiah Gertler was a senior analyst on the last base closure commission. He says one of the reasons is because of money. Military facilities in these regions are older, smaller, and sit in congested areas. So it makes economic sense to shift to the South and West, where there's more space, newer facilities, and lower costs. Gertler says the second reason is the Pentagon's attention to the Pacific region.
They've said straight out that that's where they want to focus the future of American defense. Bases that are closer to the Pacific, particularly for the Navy, have more value to them than ones on the Atlantic coast.
Politicians advocating for regional fairness are wasting their time, according to Owen Cote, who heads the Security Studies Program at MIT. Cote says that's because the Base Closure Commission, known as BRAC, was set up to insulate the process from parochial political pressure.
BRAC commissioners are explicitly directed not to consider regional equity, for example. The process is blind to the location of the base from a regional point of view, unless that location has some military value.
So most of the arguments focus on just that. For example, military value was at the heart of Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy's case to save Otis Air Force Base on Cape Cod. He says the base was the first to launch jets on 9/11. And without it, the busy Northeast Air Corridor would be unprotected.
There will be some 90 planes that will be available to secure Washington, D.C., 27 planes for New York, and only 3 effective planes for Boston. We think that effectively without OTIS, we will not have the kind of homeland security which is so essential.
Jeremiah Gertler of the last BRAC Commission says that argument could have merit. He says as the current commission reviews the Pentagon's proposed list, it must consider homeland security.
That is something the commission can address. Whether the Northeast is being left unguarded, that's a place where the commission could say, you know, Department of Defense, you didn't do the numbers right.
The Northeast case might also be helped by this. Legal counsel for the current commission says the Pentagon may lack the authority to shut down Air National Guard units across the country. The state of Pennsylvania has gone to court to argue that the governors, not the Pentagon, have jurisdiction over the National Guard. If successful, Northeast officials hope the case will slow the military exodus from their region. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.